I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Iraqi Prime Minister Iyad Alawi will be at the UN in New York this week and later in Washington, where he'll speak to Congress and visit the White House. It's another chance for President Bush to rally public support for the war, increasingly seen as the most critical issue for the election. Day to Day's Mike Pesca reports.
When the U.S. invaded Iraq in March of 2003, an overwhelming majority of Americans supported the war. A month later, Baghdad fell, and three-quarters of those polled told Gallup that the war was worth it. Since that time, the war effort has gotten less and less popular, until a Gallup poll conducted in May of this year showed, for the first time, a majority of Americans saying the war in Iraq was not worth it. You might think that as the war became less popular, so might the president who brought us into it. After all, as Frank Newport, director of the Gallup poll, points out, when Americans think of the war in Iraq, they think of President Bush.
There's no question that Iraq is Bush's war, and that views of the war are extraordinarily correlated with one's support for the two candidates.
But as the war's popularity slipped, the president's popularity hasn't. To understand why, it's helpful to look at the questions Americans are being asked in polls about the war. Take the Gallup poll. One question it asks is, was the war worth it? But Gallup also asks the question this way, was sending troops to Iraq a mistake? Recently, the answers have differed. Newport says that the latest answers to, was it worth it, break down this way.
49 worth it, 48 not worth it, so that's essentially a 50-50 split. However, the question, was it a mistake sending troops to Iraq, has actually moved, the percent saying a mistake has gone down.
Newport says that as of a week ago, 38% of Americans said the war was a mistake, but in May, 54% of Americans thought the war was a mistake. John Zogby, another pollster, offers an explanation for the shift. He says that Republicans were able to use their convention to successfully tie the war into the overall fight against terrorists, which is the issue President Bush polls highest on.
The president drew the linkage during the convention. Others did too, McCain, Giuliani, and it was extremely effective, especially in convincing moderate Republicans who were questioning the war.
So we ended up hearing statements like this from the president.
Do I forget the lessons of September the 11th and take the word of a madman? Or do I take action to defend our country? Faced with that choice, I will defend America every time.
The tactic seemed to work. The Gallup poll detected a shift in attitudes about the war, according to Frank Newport.
There was a 10-point drop, which was fairly significant, in those saying it was a mistake during the time period of the Republican convention.
But Andrew Kohut, director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press, says the war is still an albatross for the president.
A plurality of people disapprove of his handling of Iraq, and Iraq is a problem that plagues President Bush.
Indeed, the Pew survey from August shows 52% of Americans disapproved of the way President Bush is handling the situation in Iraq. The wrinkle is that voters seem to have even less confidence in John Kerry. In polls by Time Magazine, Gallup, and ABC News/The Washington Post, when voters were asked to pick who would be better in handling the war in Iraq, the president consistently leads Kerry, often by double digits. Today, reports indicate that the presidential debate schedule has been approved. Now each man will, for the first time, get to challenge the other directly on the issue of the war. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.